Mr. Chung Kai-yung, who is the Women's Track representative from North Asia, is right now the General Secretary of the Hong Kong Christian Short-Term Mission Training Center in Hong Kong. This training center is equipping lay people to go out and minister to the lost. I would like to give Sister Chung Kai-yung the rest of the time tonight. The Lord bless her.
Ni hao ma? How are you in Chinese? How are you? Ni hao ma?
Ni hao ma?
Greetings from China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Macau. Greetings from all over the world, the Chinese world. Gam jie ye so. Thank you, Jesus. Gam jie ye so. Thank you, Jesus. That is the way we are talking using Chinese. Now, we've been so thrilled to use all kind of country music. Now I have a very simple song. It's been sung in many evangelistic meetings in Hong Kong and as well as in Chinese world. I really want to teach you how to sing it. It's from Gospel John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish eternal life. There are international phonetics, and there are Chinese wordings and also English. And I said once,
Lord and Jikowi Women's Track grant me this opportunity to be the witness of overcoming the barriers of false religion, how God freed me from Buddhism and Hinduism. On September 16, 1976, an airplane landed on Hong Kong International Airport. My parents were anxiously waiting for me to arrive from the United States. My mother recognized me, but was shocked by my horrid appearance with Hindu orange cloth, booty beads, and sandals. I was on my way to India to be a Hindu nun. I was involved deeply in New Age movement at that time. Upon their request, I had to bid farewell to my family. Today, I'm not a Hindu nun, but a Christian missionary. Thank the Lord. And also, I have been invited to preach in 14 countries, 26 districts around the world among Chinese churches, and share God's grace and power with love on me. How did the change come about? Let me tell you about my childhood. I grew up in a Bodhi household full of idols, such as the Lord of Earth, Avalokiteshvara, in Chinese Buddhist name, Kuan Yin, Hanuman, the monkey god, etc. However, none of the idols brought us peace. Sometimes we are haunted by ghosts. I was so frightened that I cried always. I attended a Catholic high school. I often critically challenged The sisters saying, "Where is God? Show God to me. There is really no God in this world." I thought that if God exists, he must have retired after creating the world. If not, why he does not care about all the sufferings? Christianity was only a Western religion. I had my indigenous religion, Buddhism. In 1974, I went to college in New York. I met an Indian lecturer who taught astronomy. He showed me photographs of solar system taken by satellite. I was amazed by the complexity of the creation. I began to wonder who this creator was and how to communicate with him. The lecturer often mentioned stillness and nothingness of Hinduism and emptiness of Buddhism. Under the influence of Eastern mysticism, he introduced me to the world-renowned guru, a perfect God-man, whom I later followed to learn Siddha Yoga. He transmitted me a mantra, telling me to recite constantly to clear out all thoughts. He also gave me some books about the guru's mystical experiences, which fascinated me. Gradually, I learned to focus inwardly, to think of nothing, and merged into a state of spiritual awareness which was totally new to me. In 3 to 4 months, I made rapid progress in yoga meditation from 15 minutes to a whole day. I saw many visions. Sometimes I saw my body moved suddenly and snaked uncontrollably and yelled queerly like animals at times. Eventually, my body could be entered perfect stillness. My soul could fly to outer space unlimited by time. Finally, I saw a blue person, the real inner self, which the guru called the cosmic self. I would be God when united with him, and that is nirvana, a so-called ultimate state of enlightenment. This really excited me and urged me to work hard. At that time, I noticed a drastic change in my appearance, which did not harmonize with the progress of my inner world. My face resembled more and more the unusual expression of the guru. Anyway, I had determined to follow him in order to experience nirvana. Valiantly, I put aside my studies to attend the guru's ashram in California. There were thousands of men and women practicing yoga meditation. Some jumped like frogs. Others made all kinds of weird noises as if in a zoo. In California, my yoga meditation improved tremendously. I acquired supernatural power. I possessed super eye, super ear, and had ESP, extrasensory perception, knowing what people had in their mind. In these states, I often discovered my soul attracted by sound, colors, and lights. I was sometimes led by some dark beings that resembled men with lights at the back to the deep and dark ditch where I saw many evil spirits with multiple hands and heads. They gave out strange laughters and were having impure intercourses. Each time I was so frightened, trying to escape from the unclean ditch desperately, to return back to the physical world. I asked the guru about it. He said it was my karma. I planted in my past lives and reaped it in this life. If I went through this stage, I would attain nirvana. Hiddenly, I doubted. The creator of the universe should be a great, glorious, and holy one. How can he be dark and unclean? Later, I found out that many yogis have similar experiences. Having spirits to have sexual intercourse with them, to give them sexual pleasure in the flesh. Everybody thought this manifest the unity of God, but many of them found it hard to speak of, so they kept silent. In order to be united with God and gain back the godhood, I was willing to go to India to pursue the pilgrim of the goal. While in Hong Kong in 1976, I met my former classmates who became a Christian. She was preparing to be a preacher of the gospel. She was happy and smiled often, unlike what she had been before. I wonder why her religion made her so happy. Earnestly, she invited me to believe in Christ, telling me that the Bible is the truth and Jesus is the way. I considered her too narrow and ludicrous, not knowing that there are higher stakes. I did use 2 weeks to read the New Testament, trying to find inconsistencies so she might change her mind to believe in Hinduism. However, this reading was very different from when I had Bible lessons in high school. Every word of Christ had power and authority that grabs my heart. So much so, I had turmoil in my soul. Looking at the Bible from historical, archaeological, scientific, and even from the prophetic point of view, in a few months, I discovered the Bible is really God's revelation, unexplainable by any science. However, could I turn back? There was an overwhelming force that objected, "No, you are going to India to gain the perfection soon. Don't fail when you are almost there." While the Hong Kong Christians learned that I was still going to India, they prayed that I might not be able to go. Amazingly, I did not get the visa and had to wait. Oh, praise the Lord. While waiting, I was bored, miserable, and I prayed, "Lord Jesus, if you are really God, please show me that you are real." For 3 nights, I had weird visions in dreams. The first night, I dreamt that in brightness, the blue person was beckoning. Unlike before, I resisted and returned to my physical world, not without difficulty. The second night, I dreamt that I was in the Hindu temple. I met the guru. Suddenly, he had a fierce look and wanted to torture me. I ran as far as I could and pointed to his temple and said, "In the name of the true God, you be destroyed." Immediately, there was a loud noise and the whole temple was aflame. All the Hindus were running away. I at once awake from the dream and puzzled why the guru tortured me and why fire could come down from above by calling God. Who is the true God? Could it be that the guru is not God personified? The third night, I dreamed of the blue person again. He became bigger and bigger and wanted to draw me into the dark ditch with many hands, and heads also appeared. I almost could not resist their consuming power. I yelled, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out." With a bang, everything vanished. Thank the Lord. I jumped up from the bed, feeling that I was unshackled from a formless chain with a clang. Quietly, I asked myself why I attained such a high state and still was bothered by evil spirits. Why did they flee away at the name of Jesus? Would that be what the first book of John, chapter 4, called the evil spirit of the Antichrist? I finally understood. Both Buddhist Zen and Taoist meditation, Qigong, have mentioned about the evil state of spiritual practices. Yet many people ignore that, thinking they had to go through it in order to gain the highest state. They let the demonic spirit control them, which is very dangerous. I ultimately realized that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father but by me." I have learned the true meaning of this saying. The blood of Jesus Christ from the cross is the only way that man can reconcile to God. Accepting and believing Jesus can cleanse view that is visible or invisible and become a holy person. I determined to believe in Jesus, receiving him as my Savior. The first time that I knelt down on the floor, I shed tears of repentance before God. I felt like I had been bathed. I became happy and relieved. Even my facial expression changed. Like my former classmate, I had the light of joy. I know these changes came from having a real truth which set my spirit free. A year later, my conversion touched my family. Today, after 18 years, 9 of us baptized and 3 of us became ministers in Christ. Our whole family is filled with the love of God. 5 months after my conversion, I was called to serve my Lord all my life. After 4 years Bible seminary training in Hong Kong, I did go to India to try to share the gospel to the guru. Unfortunately, he died earlier. All through these 14 years of full-time ministry, I served as a pioneer and a pastor of local churches, a Bible teacher and a student counselor in Bible seminary in Hong Kong. 7 years ago, I founded Hong Kong Christian Short-Term Mission Training Center, mobilizing layman evangelism to face 1997, when as China will take sovereignty of Hong Kong. Unexpectedly, this layman evangelistic movement spread out rapidly. There are Toronto, Vancouver, New York, Marie of East Malaysia short-term mission training centers being set up. It becomes an international Chinese Christian layman evangelistic movement. I wish one day there will be in China. Amen. As a traditional Chinese little woman with Buddhist and Hindu religion background, I praise the Lord grant me an opportunity to take part of the Great Commission to serve Him. Hallelujah. Thanks the Lord.